Recorded Books and RB Digital present Mindy Kim and the Lunar New Year Parade. Book 2 by Lila Lee. Illustrated by Dung Ho. Read by Jane Yi. Chapter 1. My name is Mindy Kim. I'm almost 8 years old, or at least that's how old I am in the United States. In Korea, though, I'm 9. That's what Dad told me as he drove me to school. Korean people calculate age differently, he said. You're already 1 year old when you're born, and then you get 1 year older on New Year's Day instead of getting older on your birthday. I got really excited since it's been 8 years since I was born. 1 plus 8 is 9, and 9 years old was definitely old enough to get a puppy. And even better yet, Lunar New Year was this Saturday. Does this mean that I'll turn 10 this weekend? I asked, throwing my backpack in the back seat. Dad laughed. No, silly. People only age up on the 1st of January or on Lunar New Year. Not both. I sat back into my seat with a big huff. What's the point of 2 New Years if you can only age up on 1? Dad shook his head as he pulled into the school's parking lot. It's an important part of our culture, Mindy. It goes way back to the times when our ancestors in Korea used the lunar calendar to tell time. Tell you what, why don't we go to the Lunar New Year parade in Orlando this weekend? I saw an ad for it the other day. It looks like it'll be fun. Dad smiled at me, but I was unconvinced. The last time Dad said something would be fun, I ended up watching a boring show about really slow slugs all by myself because he fell asleep in 5 minutes. Plus, so much has changed since the last time we celebrated Lunar New Year. Last year, Dad, Mom, and I celebrated with the other Korean people in our neighborhood. We played really fun games like Yunori and Jegichagi, ate so many yummy rice cakes, and even sang karaoke. There was no way that we could have as much fun this year as we did then. Not without Mom. Now the only other Korean family in our neighborhood is Eunice's, and they were going to Seattle to visit their relatives for the holiday. It was just going to be me and Dad. The parade will be fun, Dad said again. It'll be good for us to leave the house. I sighed. Dad really wanted to go to the parade, and I didn't want to make him sad by saying I didn't want to go. Okay, I said. I'll go to the parade. Dad beamed. Great. See you after school, honey. Bye, Appa, I said, using the Korean word for daddy. I headed toward the school, my shoulders slumped. I was not looking forward to Lunar New Year. Not anymore. Chapter 2. After school was over, Eunice picked me up like usual. But since Dad was working super late today, she took us to her house instead of going to mine. So, Mindy, are you excited for Lunar New Year? Eunice asked while we were doing homework in her room. Not really, I said. We're not really doing anything. Just going to a parade in Orlando. Oh, parades are fun, though. I heard the Orlando one is really good. It got so popular that they had to move it to a larger location to fit all the people. I wish we were going on vacation like you, I said. It's gonna be really lonely with just Dad and me, even with all the people at the parade. Eunice stopped writing in her notebook for a second, and then her face lit up with a smile. Hold on, I have an idea. Why don't you take a break from homework to play with Oliver? I'll be right back. I shrugged. Okay. After Eunice left, I looked underneath the desk where Oliver the Maltese was sleeping. He was making cute little huffy-puffy sounds. I guess that's how dogs sound when they're snoring. Hey, Oliver, I said softly. Do you want to play? Oliver's ears twitched, but he just kept snoring away. I sighed. That was probably a no.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?